This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Say hi. Say hi, everybody.
Hi.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody. Hi, Doug, Jen, and Victoria on the air, 7 after the hour. It's the Tuesday program. You'll be all upset to know the Russians have been banned from the Paralympics because they were doping the people who are amputees, even.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You got no legs? It's okay. We'll give you some drugs to
Doesn't it make
around.
You feel good? They don't discriminate, though. They dope everybody.
Right. I think that's great. Yeah, right. So they're not going to make... Yeah, when do they? Where is the Paralympics held anyway? Anybody know?
It's in the same place, isn't it? I think it's also in Rio.
Is it? Huh. Do they? By the way, I didn't hear any stories about Zika at the Olympics. Anybody?
Well, just, it's because it's in gestational period.
Yeah,
right?
It's probably percolating right now.
Yeah, it's
really?
Just 2 weeks. And then you can really go to, what is it? What is it, Doug? What's our new segment?
The Zika Zone.
Yeah.
Yes. 7,000 students in Miami start the new year this week in the Zika Zone. Reopening of schools there. With a lot of kids go to the school for the first time, kind of jittery. And they get more jittery when the schools warn them about being in the Zika zone. Mm-hmm. So we should have, I was after Richie a long time ago to get an echo chamber. The good old radio stations had an echo chamber, so you just have to flip a switch, and the voice went...
Yeah, there was something about shouting in a well that made things sound creepy, isn't it?
I know. Right, exactly. Your father goes back to that same era. Exactly, yeah. All right, so the students were all warned yesterday that they were in the Zika zone, and there are 37 people now who are infected with Zika. But don't worry, we'll fix everything. You know what really is going on here? The Zika problem, for those of you who want the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, is going bye-bye. We'll have some information on that during the health hour, which is 9 o'clock Eastern. Dr. Jack Stockwell will join us to go through. But in essence, the drug companies are pulling out of the research because Zika really is over. The potential for it to be the devastating sort of, it was going to be like, it would be like the plague. It's going to kill everybody. Now, sorry. But there are still people who have had negative impact. I don't want to denigrate or belittle or take away from those. We've seen, three or four mothers who have given birth to children who had suffered from the effects of getting the Zika.
Microcephaly, yeah.
Yeah. So that's not, I'm not trying to make this seem like something that doesn't affect people, because it does. The Florida Department of Health allocating $5 million in funding for the Zika zone to prepare students. They're also spraying. This is the other controversy that you may or may not have heard about. They have this spray that they're using for mosquito control, and apparently it kills everything in its path except human beings, and it doesn't do them a whole lot of good. Hmm. So this is like the old days when that poem was written, Silent Spring, about the DDT that was used to kill everything, and it killed all the birds, and wow, what a mess. But this is so silly, because there is stuff around that's natural, homeopathic in nature, from nature, and I think, Jennifer, you and I were talking about this yesterday. Was it on the air or off the air? We were talking about Cedarside, And the fact that they, last year they were advertisers for the summer, and we learned about something that was all organic, that basically fought nature with nature. And that kind of stuff can be, it's cheap, you can manufacture it, and it pretty much, it takes care of the problem. There are so many simple, isn't that the case though with most things? There are usually simple solutions to complex problems. Mm-hmm. And but we just make it worse. We make them more difficult than they have to be. Here's another example of that. Police in St. Louis County yesterday were looking at the results of the Justice Department commission to investigate this region of the country to find out what the police departments are doing and what they're like. Department of Justice found that St. Louis County police use force half as often as the national average. Who would have thought that? You'd have thought it was the other way around, right?
Mm-hmm.
I would have thought that. Also, it found the department's officers didn't reflect the community they were serving.
That happens in a lot of towns, I think, that we're learning now as that goes across the country. That happens more and more often.
All right, so enters Sergeant John Wall. He was picked to work with the Justice Department. Says the DOJ issued dozens of recommendations to the police department, but community policing was his priority. He said, quote, we reached out to different communities, doing way more community events. We're going to local churches, going to fraternal organizations, started a police athletic league. So we've really branched out all over the place, and officers now are getting thanked for what they do. Well, here's the story with that. You know, a lot of people want to keep moving ahead, right? We got the old ways of doing things, terrible. Everything's bad about the old ways. Nope, we got to do a new way. All of those ideas were things that were done when I was a kid. All of them. Every single one. Police Athletic League. We used to have one of those in my town. We used to have the police come to churches. And they also would be a part of the Columbus Club. Or they'd go to the Masons. Or they would do anything to reach out and become the fabric and fiber, or at least part of the fabric and fiber of the community. And so, yeah,
that's so true with many things, though, not to distract you there, but
it's okay.
I mean, how often do we say that radio as an industry could be more competitive if they allowed stuff to happen in local communities more than they do now? Or, for instance, cable TV, which I also kind of work in. Cable TV started trying to compete with satellite, and they took offices out of the communities. The same can be said for the police. I mean, people, as much as we like to think that we're now an online society of Twitter and Facebook, people really like to feel like they're being interacted with in the community. Relationships matter. That's who people vote for. That's who people send money to. That's who people want to interact with. These are people that they're comfortable and that they already know. I think it's a really good point, Dougie.
All right. The comfort thing is very interesting as well, Jen. The St. Louis County police, 10% black. Mm-hmm. Residents of St. Louis County, 24% black. But the sadness here is, for me anyway, that you have to look at the color of the skin in order to relate. And why is that? We've all failed if that, in fact, is the case. And it is the case. The black people want to see black police officers because they can't seem to relate to white. And same thing, white officers don't seem to be able to relate to black. And never mind police officers, just in general. Mm-hmm. Whites don't relate to blacks, and blacks don't relate. So you get the kind of nasty songs that come from the rappers because they can't seem to figure out how to get along or express themselves any other way than in the anger that is rap. And then, you know, are there any good white rappers? Eminem comes to mind, but there aren't many, right?
Yeah, well, he's been gone for a long time now.
Well,
so.
Why did you have to make what I said irrelevant?
Just no, I'm furthering your point that there aren't any. I'm on your side.
Okay, great. She's on my side. Ladies and gentlemen, write that down.
Victoria on your side.
Keelan is at my service and on my side. Anyway, is this big thing going to happen? No, but that's not what has to happen. Little things need to happen to change the attitude and the atmosphere, and it appears that they have done that. The one hitch here is that they have not demilitarized the police in this area yet. And this guy, John Wall, acknowledges that. The image the police have of the SWAT units and coming in with these big armored vehicles, that's not community policing. That's scare tactic.
Mm-hmm.
Now we got to get the bad guys. Well, yeah. You know, this is overdone. At least Mr. Obama recognized that, although apparently now he's waffling on it because the administration got a lot of pressure from the Pentagon. They don't want to upset the military-industrial contractors. They've spent all this money. Last year was $750 million to buy stuff that they don't need so they can give it away. But the contractors are expecting to get a check, so let's keep that program going.
Look, I believe that that's true, and there's, I mean, a ton of waste that can be cut. But when you go back to the Dallas police chief who was talking about how the police are now tasked with fighting terrorism, fighting these community outbursts. I mean, you don't want to see them under-equipped. I mean, one of the things that helped for us locally, for, you know, where I live in Southern California with the San Bernardino terrorist attack, is that they were able to use a Bearcat to go in and investigate things. Now, is that something great that should be used when they're just out, you know, dealing with civilians all the time? No, but at the same time, this is kind of a new reality for us, that we need to make sure that we're not also, you know, to make everybody feel happy and comfortable and safe, tying the hands of the police department.
Well, the other side of that is that it, in my mind, promotes shoot first and ask questions later. That's what that does. That's just my read on it.
Yeah, I mean, it can go both ways, but I agree with Jen. I think in some places, I mean, I'm in New York City, and Columbus Circle last week was completely shut down because some crackpot threw something into a cop car, and the cop didn't know what it was and literally drove the car away from where other people were, putting his own life on the line. It turned out, thankfully, it was nothing, but the guy that sat in his car, and they had to send the robots in to make sure his car wasn't going to blow up. And if we didn't have that kind of technology, there were a lot of people right there that were, you know, at stake.
Robots, okay. But then, you know, that's for
me.
Well,
all of that military-type technology is, you know, in certain cities, it's needed.
Mm-hmm. In the next half hour, a botched execution. Oh, that'll give us a...
Oh, God. Really?
Why do we always have these stories? I tell you, they happen too often.
It's 19 past the hour.
Introducing Truly Spiked and Sparkling Water. It tastes like sparkling water, but with a refreshing twist. 5% alcohol, light fruit taste, simple ingredients, and 100 calories. Truly refreshing.
Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, LLC, Boston, Mass. Please drink responsibly.
When's the best time to enjoy Twisted Tea? When you want the taste of real iced tea, but with a kick. Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea is brewed like a beer, but tastes like real iced tea. Cool, refreshing, smooth, with a kick. Twisted Tea.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
Jim Pee Wee Martin was in the Battle of the Bulge and describes the terrible conditions he and his few paratroopers faced.
You know, when you're really cold, you shiver to keep warm. We had so little food, not enough energy, and we quit shivering. That means you're really in bad shape, and the doctors couldn't understand how we survived.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of Pee Wee's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler. As a home improvement expert for the Money Pit, I try out lots of great products, and I was so impressed by the new Generac IQ 2000 portable inverter generator, I featured it on Fox & Friends. If you're looking for portable power for tailgating, camping, parties, or when the power goes out, you'll love the Generac IQ 2000. It's quiet, smart, easy to use, and hundreds less than a Honda generator. And right now, you can order a Generac IQ for just $71 a month with 12 easy zero-interest payments and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Plus, you'll get free shipping, and the first 100 listeners get a free copy of my book, Your Guide to Every Home Improvement Adventure. The Generac IQ will make sure you're never out of power. Get yours for just $71 a month with a 30-day money-back guarantee, free shipping, and my book free at GeneracIQ.com or call 800-965-1172. That's 800-965-1172 or go to GeneracIQ.com, GeneracIQ.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
A weekly podcast of what happens behind the scenes of the Good Day program, where we're having conversations about things that seem to be of interest to the ladies who are here.
Saying I happen to see some pictures of Orlando Bloom without the smudge.
Yeah.
Nice.
And I'm going to give him props.
Okay. Good for you. Jennifer
you
Horn.
To add you to the female Dougie? Do you care?
No, I don't care. But thanks anyway. All right, this is Evanescence. They've announced a full-fledged U.S. tour for this fall. First one since their hiatus, lasting 3 years. The band broke the news yesterday. Beginning October 28th in Dallas, they'll have a 16-day U.S. tour, which will carry them to the day before Thanksgiving. Encouraging news if you're an Evanescence fan. So are you guys Evanescence fans?
I like them.
You guys,
yeah.
You ladies?
I've never seen them live, but I think this chick, Amy Lee, has a really good voice.
Yeah. It's a ladies group?
No, she's the girl. She's the only girl.
Oh, okay. All right. So the tickets go on sale Friday. The fans who are real fans can buy their tickets starting today at 10 o'clock local time. So what's going to keep us from having the same story of Ticketmaster buying all the tickets up and then screwing all the people that want to go see this event?
That's just a reality. It's those bots. They buy up all the tickets before anyone has a chance.
Got to fix that. All right, next up, musically at 25 past the hour, time for some Britney Spears music. Britney is calling on her fans to help the victims of the flood in Louisiana. That's her home state, you know. Residents affected by the flooding in the millions. So she's teamed up with the Red Cross, which is kind of a waste of time. I'm sorry about that. Maybe what you ought to do, there's a
at
fundraising.
At least she's doing something, though. Let's get
at least.
This is her home state.
Well, CrowdRise might keep this a little more on the up and up.
Yeah,
because CrowdRise is just the same as GoFundMe.
Uh-oh.
And it tends to be more musician and artist related.
Really?
So I'm pretty sure Brad Paisley used CrowdRise for his, when he was helping his home state of West Virginia with the floods there. So CrowdRise will definitely, you'll at least know how much money was raised, and then maybe people can follow the paper trail.
Apparently she's going to enhance... if you donate $10, you get a lottery ticket to go to one of her shows. Is that right?
Yeah, you can actually win her outfit that she's going to wear at the upcoming MTV Video Music Awards. And you get to go to New York to attend the show, and you get to meet her. Really? That's a pretty good deal.
Yeah, for $10.
Yeah.
Not a bad deal at all. She grew up in Kentwood, Louisiana. On Twitter, asked her fans to support her home state in this hour of need. Twitter, continuing conversation at Good Day Show. Also in the musical news today, Aretha Franklin. Don't have to say Aretha Franklin.
This is a really, like, diverse music segment. But
yes,
how we do.
FYI. Yeah.
We are very diverse here, including this info on the 74-year-old Aretha. She said in a statement she posted yesterday, due to doctor's orders, I will have to cancel a few concerts for the next month or so, including a show at the Wolf Trap National Park in Vienna, Virginia. Which is quite a place for a show. She has canceled a couple of shows at Radio City Music Hall as well. And she was going to be in the Tony Bennett Celebrates concert on the 15th of September. She's going to cancel that and a solo show on the 23rd. But she figures she'll be well enough to get back on the road in November.
I hope she's going to be okay.
Last year, she canceled a show in Las Vegas because she was exhausted.
She looks great.
Didn't she lost a lot of weight?
A lot.
She looks awesome.
Yeah, right. Well, that's what'll do it, because a lot of that makes it tough. Okay, good news on Aretha, 28 after.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, very often people will say, Warren, I've been going to my veterinarian for years. I love the guy. He's a great doctor, but my dog's skin is still itchy. Is there anything else I can do? You know, no one in this world is omnipotent, not me, not our veterinarians. If you've been going to your veterinarian and he's treating a specific problem and you're not seeing results, ask to see a specialist. A lot of pet guardians are unaware that in the veterinary field now there are probably just as many specialists as there are in the human medical field. For example, there are veterinarians that specialize in dental treatment, dermatologists, neurologists, ophthalmologists, orthopedic surgeons, internists. There's even now a veterinary specialty that does nothing but physical rehabilitation for dogs or cats after surgery. So always check with your vet. Again, no one is omnipotent. If you're going to your doctor and you're not getting results, say, Doc, listen, can you recommend a specialist for me? It may cost a little bit more up front, but you may save money in the long run, and your pet will feel a whole lot better. I'm Warren Eckstein.
If you run a business, plumbing, HVAC, or construction, you know that some vans are too small, others too big. That's where the Mercedes-Benz Metris comes in. With unmatched safety features, a 2,500 two-pound payload, and enough cargo space to hold over 60 sheets of 4x8 drywall, it's big enough for the job. Yet it's small enough to fit in your garage. It has a service interval of up to 15,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. During the Metris Summer Savings Event, save $3,000 on all 2016 Mercedes-Benz Metris models. Mercedes-Benz. Vans born to run.
Offer valid only to qualified customers for purchase or lease of eligible 2016 Mercedes-Benz Metris vans. Cashback only available on the purchase or lease of a 2016 Metris van from new dealer stock. See your authorized Mercedes-Benz Vans dealer or mvvans.com website for full offer details. Offer ends August 31st, 2016.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. ProBimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. ProBimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel ProBimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
To ask questions about who you are and what you are. Most people's egos don't take criticism well. Jennifer, do you think you take criticism well?
I try to, but, you know, I'm sensitive, but I try to take criticism well. I try to take it for what it's meant to be.
Have I ever hurt your feelings?
Yes. And I don't remember why, but yes, I know that you have.
That was a very, very quick answer.
I was going to say. I was going right
you
in
mean
there.
Like today or yesterday? I don't think you ever mean to, though. I mean, I never think that you're really mean from, you know.
I'm not. I don't.
Sometimes when he's being Captain Curmudgeon, though, I could see that maybe, it, you know, he
Captain
could say things that comes off the wrong way.
There it is. That's a new one. Captain Curmudgeon.
Yeah, we need to get you some superhero music when you're acting up.
Doug, Jen, and Victoria on the air with the good news from Russia. The Russians say...
There's good news?
There is good news. They're going to stop launching airstrikes from Iran to blow up the Syrians. They say they're done using the Iranian air base to launch their airstrikes because the Iranians made it clear this was a temporary deal. And the Russians say they don't want to abuse their friendship with the Iranians. So for now, Moscow says, and the spokesperson, by the way, is Igor Konashashev, just in case you didn't know that. Igor Konashashev confirmed, yes, that the Russian military units were using the Hamadan air base, but they've successfully completed all their missions, and they've come home. Yes.
Nice.
Yeah, very nice. Let's see. I love these names. The Iranian defense minister is Hossein Degan.
That's trustworthy.
Yeah, he does, doesn't he? All right, so enough of that stuff. Here's the story about the condemned Ohio killer who survived a botched execution going to the Supreme Court to declare, ask them to declare that another attempt to put him to death would be unconstitutional. Cruel and unusual punishment. Lawyers for inmate Rommel Broom argue that giving him another chance at death would be double jeopardy. The Supreme Court in Ohio rejected Mr. Broom's arguments, and so he's slated to get the needle to be executed. The problem in Ohio also is, though, that they haven't got any juice. But this guy...
When are we just going to take my idea of a firing squad? Because let me just tell you, no one walks away from the firing squad.
No.
It's easy, it's quick, and it costs 10 cents for a bullet. Give me a break. What are we doing here?
Well,
line them up against a wall and take them out.
In this instance, they tried 18 times.
Remind me to never cross you, Jen. I'm writing a little post-it note. I'm putting it on my laptop right now.
Note to self.
Yeah.
No,
do not mess with Jen or piss her off.
All right. Well, she has her gun in the car.
I do. Well, not in the car. That would be illegal.
Oh. You can't carry it in the car? How do you get it from one place to another?
Because L.A. is so stupid. I live in Los Angeles, for those that don't know, and there are no they don't hand out concealed carry permits anymore. So,
how would you get your gun from one place to another?
It's home in a safe, safely
That's it.
Wrapped up. Like a
well, how did you get it home from the gun store?
In the car.
Right.
But it was in a box and not loaded, so I think there's probably an exception.
One of the dumb similar things, I mean, not quite similar, but in New York City, where I am, you're not allowed to have a propane tank for your gas grill, and so because you can't go over a bridge or through a tunnel with it, but everyone has a grill. So the joke is, you walk in your building, you toss the tank over the side of the building, and it lands on your deck. So it's similar to
Whoops.
That. Yeah, exactly.
All right, so this guy, when he was on the table unsuccessfully 18 times to stick the needle in his arm, they couldn't find any veins. He said the pain was so excruciating, he screamed. I was thinking about the victim of his murdering rampage. So in this circumstance, does it sound cruel and unusual for me to say that the way this person died at his hands was cruel and unusual? So why shouldn't he get the same treatment?
When you put it like that, that is food for thought. Yeah,
I think that's where
he's complaining. This hurt too much.
Yeah. The firing squad is much better because you're not going to have any pain. It's over.
It's really much more humane when you think about it. Who wants to think about somebody getting the needle and then
the guillotine's even more humane.
It.
You're not feeling anything. You're done.
Just let it rip.
Yeah. Okay. I'm getting the heebie-jeebies over here.
Anyway, this guy killed a 14-year-old girl.
Oh, yeah. I don't care about his pain. Forget it.
String him up.
Yeah.
Come on.
He came home from a Friday night football game and got high. And I don't have any sympathy for him whatsoever. I give him the guillotines, okay? Or whatever.
You know, it's funny that
Shoot
people
him,
say, I got high, him. And that's an excuse. Do you know how many, not to make light of it, but do you know how many people get high and don't kill anybody?
Right. That's true. I don't know what he was high on, but...
Right. Mm.
No one smokes weed and then kills someone. You just eat a lot.
Anybody?
You kill a donut, maybe.
Right. You kill a box of donuts. And that's about it.
Did anybody find out whether Leonardo DiCaprio was a little high when he had
no,
a
he was rear-ended by the Mini Cooper. They were just. It was 4:30 yesterday afternoon. They were just driving, and then the Mini Cooper slammed into him.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Okay.
There you go.
Is the Orlando? Well, look at how fickle you are. You go from Orlando Bloom to Leonardo DiCaprio.
Look,
like
I'm just
that.
An appreciator of art. Leave me alone.
Really? I see. Okay. Let's see here. An 8-month. Say it again. An 8-month court battle ended yesterday in Detroit. Teachers favor ruling the sick outs they had last year when they didn't have any money. The teachers stayed home. And so they were taken to court. Local union encouraged teachers to call in sick in response to what they argued were poor working conditions. Included in that was not getting paid. I think that's a bad working condition, don't you think? One issue was the physical state of Detroit schools. Teachers said ceiling tiles were falling down, mold growing, schools unsafe for teachers and students. Teachers worried they wouldn't get paid. All right. So anyway, they had the sick outs. There were people who were criticizing them because they thought the teachers were selfish. See, I think when you're a teacher, maybe this will be the minority report. I was a teacher for 4 years and enjoyed every bit of it, frankly. I didn't pay attention to whether the ceiling was leaking, whether there was any crack window. I was focused on, hello, my job, which was to teach the kids. I don't know. That's a rare, apparently, that is a rare circumstance. There are things you can have going on in school that would be distracting. I remember one day in the hallway, I saw a rat run down the hallway. Mm-hmm. That was a little distracting on his way to the cafeteria for lunch.
Oh, geez.
You know, the thing that kind of stinks right now, though, and I feel a little close to this because my mom just retired after 30 years of teaching for LA Unified.
Yeah.
She is a great teacher, and she has students still. I mean, somebody just called into a radio show, and she's been retired for 2 years now, talking about how great she was and that the only reason they went to college is because of my mom. I mean, really cool stuff.
Yeah, that's good.
But she was distracted as a teacher because of the poor working conditions. And this isn't an excuse. This is top heavy, and this is so typical of stuff that's run by state and federal funding.
Yeah, government stuff.
They would have to, no matter what they needed in the classroom, if they had a line item for kickballs, but they had enough kickballs and then they needed, like, maybe, I don't know, a set of books, they couldn't order the books because the line item was for the balls. So the way that these schools are set up with the budgets is just so ridiculous that my mom would oftentimes have to bring in her own supplies into the classroom. Yeah. There were years when they wouldn't give her toilet paper in the bathrooms and she'd have to bring her own toilet paper for her and her students. I mean, that's the kind of stuff where, yeah, you're trying to teach and kids are trying to learn, but when you don't have those supplies, or when you have like 2 books to pass out and you're supposed to be getting all this funding from the California lottery, and I think that's probably the same in other states, the lottery is supposed to fund the schools, and it doesn't. You see, like, you know, where does it go? The money just goes to some weird top-heavy piece of the school system.
Mm-hmm. Yep, over and over again, same thing happens. Okay, in a moment, Arnold Schwarzenegger. In the television news, that's up next year. 14.
I'm Al Peterson reporting for InTheNews.tv. The back-to-school season is in full swing. Lifestyle expert Justine Santinello partnered with brands to show off her must-haves for students and parents this year. Justine, what are your 5 picks for back-to-school?
This year it's all about athleisure, so where better to go than Foot Locker? Check out fresh styles like the Adidas Originals Pro Model shoes, which are a mid-cut version of the classic shell toe and three-stripe style, and the Nike Windrunner jackets, which come in an assortment of colors. Visit directtextbook.com before you buy any textbooks. It's a free service that helps students and parents save up to 90% on textbooks. The site instantly finds and compares pricing for all options of textbooks from more than 30 online stores, all on a single page. To help unlock creativity and imagination in your child, I suggest Lego Classic. I love that there are no instructions needed. Just grab your Lego bricks and start building your masterpiece, whether it's a house, vehicle, or animal. Make lunch fun for kids with Funtainer products from Genuine Thermos brand. Funtainer bottles and food jars are vacuum insulated to keep drinks cold and food hot or cold for hours. They hold up against daily wear and are BPA free. And for busy parents, I like keeping on hand the new Johnson's head-to-toe baby cleansing cloths. They help you give baby a bath when you're running around with the kids and the traditional tub and water just isn't an option.
Thanks, Justine. For more information, visit inthenews.tv.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Staples guy. I need some more school supplies for my son.
Well, Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day.
Great. He needs lots of mechanical pencils.
I see. Your son a big writer?
No, a big loser.
What?
He loses pencils, backpacks, everything.
There's gotta be another word we can use.
Whether you need back to school supplies or you're coming back for more, Staples has all your back to school essentials in stock and at low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen. The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
An RV rolls into a campground. Kids in the back eat turkey, jerky, excessive. Dad drives like a boss with 24/7 support from Progressive. Tomorrow it's off to see the world's largest ball of twine. Would have seen it last trip, but Dad missed the sign.
Get 24/7 help when you insure your RV with Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Roll call. Victoria, are you here?
Here. Present.
Jennifer, are you here?
Here.
Kara, are you here?
I'm here.
Okay, just want to make sure everybody's still paying attention to what's going on. All right. Arnold is going to be the new host, as you know, of the Celebrity Apprentice. He has released, or NBC actually released yesterday, a new promo for the season, and it has Arnold channeling his character from The Terminator.
Oh, boy.
We're building a new bot. If you actually, I can't do this. I can't even come close to. Kara, see if you can find the audio for that commercial, will you? And we'll use it. But anyway, the Celebrity Apprentice starts in January of next year.
Do we know who his advisors will be? Because when Donald Trump was on it, he had his kids. Which made it. I love that show. I never missed a season of it. I was a big fan of The Celebrity Apprentice.
Yeah.
I don't know if it'll be the same.
It was the reality show I'd always want to go on because it looked like the most fun. But is Arnold really going to be Donald-esque?
Give him a chance, see what happens. All right, I don't know who Willie Geist is. I know he works for NBC on the Today Show.
His father was like a famous journalist, Bill Geist. It was his dad or something. Yeah, everybody loves him at NBC and the Today Show. I call him the man robot because I think he is so stiff, and I don't understand why people go nuts for him, but they do on the Today Show.
All right, so he's the big news is he's going to leave the third hour, and they're going to put Billy Bush in there. Who cares?
Well, Billy Bush will be a lot better.
Yeah. All right, Jen, what's on tonight? That's what we care about.
Tonight, Dougie, do you want to start with the best thing that's going to be on tonight?
I would, yeah. I think.
So we'll start with the very, very best thing, because I'm excited about this one, truly. And that's hard to say during summer TV season. Better Late Than Never airs on NBC at 10 Eastern. This is the reality show. It's a comedy from NBC where four men that you might know, Dougie, get together and they travel through Asia
as
innocents abroad. It features Henry Winkler, remember the Fonz?
Yeah.
Our buddy William Shatner.
Uh-huh.
Terry Bradshaw and George Foreman.
I'm so looking forward to this.
They are going to travel their way through Asia, and if you talk to William Shatner about this, he says he couldn't make up some of the situations that they were thrown into. So
really?
That's something to check out. I just saw Henry Winkler talking about how he had to eat a live octopus, so these are going to be things you can't miss. Better Late Than Never, NBC at 10. The View is celebrating 20 years. It's their anniversary with a one-hour special from Barbara Walters. You can catch that ABC at 10 Eastern Time. And then the third season of Halt and Catch Fire launches on AMC at 9 Eastern.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states. Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. Research thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
The hour. Joining us now is the lady responsible for all those Chicken Soup for the Soul books, Amy Newhart. No relation to Bob. I bet you, Amy, from time to time people do that. Amy Newmark is the lady's name. But I bet every once in a while people don't look carefully at your name and they say, like Bob Newhart, Amy Newhart, right? Or am I the only one who's ever done that?
No, you're absolutely right. I remember when there was that Newmark and Lewis electronics chain in the New York area, yeah. And I went in there, and they wrote my name down as Newark, like Newark, New Jersey, and I said, I'm in a store called Newmark and Lewis, and you can't spell Newmark? They went out of business.
Yeah, it was there, and that's why, right there. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. All right, so Amy has focused, there's a book called Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Power of Gratitude. This is one of my big things, along with understanding the power of prayer and meditation and stuff. If you are grateful for what you have in life, then your life will be different. It will change your life. I agree with you. So let's talk about that power in a moment here on Good Day.
Why does Exxon and Mobil's new Synergy gasoline have 7 ingredients? Is it because 7 is a lucky number? Or because there's 7 wonders of the world? Or because one time I ate 7 cheesesteaks? No, it's because 7 is the precise number of ingredients engineered by a team of really, really smart scientists that helps you get better gas mileage. Mystery solved. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, just picking up my online back-to-school order.
Here you go. And with Staples' 110% price match guarantee, you got the lowest prices.
Order online, ready in store in an hour.
Staples makes going back to school easy peasy.
Easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
Any more and this will get cheesy.
Order online, pick up in store, and get everything you need at the lowest prices, period. Staples, make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores. Limited time, see store staples.com for details.
Safe. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mister. Middle name, Safety. Last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, so the Chicken Soup of the Soul books, you can find them as podcasts, or our conversations here, actually. iTunes has it, Stitcher has it, TuneIn Radio has it, DougStefan.com has it, Blog Talk Radio has it. I'm grateful for that. I have found, Amy Newmark, that gratitude has changed my life in many ways, and I've always sort of been grateful, but I didn't realize that I was focusing on it. And then, you know, you sort of look at conventional wisdom, and a lot of people say there's such great energy associated with being grateful. Thank you for this, that, or the other thing. It carries with it more power than you realize, doesn't it?
It does. And there's been a lot of scientific research done on this where they have proven that people who actively see the blessings in their lives are happier, they're actually healthier, and they have much better relationships at home and at work. They're just more successful at life. But you don't have to be born that way. I was born that way. It sounds like you were born that way. But some people
are
born...
No, I wasn't.
Born...
No, I came to it... I've never been very good at saying thank you. I've been pretty good at saying I'm sorry. But I've never been very good at saying thank you.
Well, so the cool thing is you can learn it, and maybe you did, and... What I found when we put together this Power of Gratitude book is that there are lots of different ways that people, even if they're rather curmudgeonly, they're always grumpy, they're always looking at the negative side, they can turn themselves into people who use the Power of Gratitude, and it doesn't take that long to become a naturally grateful person. And so I see hundreds of stories every year from people about how their lives have been transformed. They'll keep a gratitude list, they'll keep a gratitude journal, they'll have a party for all the people they want to thank each year. As long as they're
great
mindful,
idea. That's
it works.
That's a great idea.
Having a gratitude party is such a cool idea, because then all year long you're thinking about your guest list and you're actively looking for the people in your life who you want to thank.
That's and how super. Great your guests must feel.
Oh,
I mean,
God,
that's the
really
best.
Great.
That's the best way to be a hostess, right? Or a host.
Yeah.
That's
fabulous. This woman made badges for her guests, and everybody had to guess from the clues what the guest did for her.
Oh, that'd be great.
Cool.
All right, so the stories are all in Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Power of Gratitude. Amy Newmark compiling inspirational and aspirational true stories in all of these great books. Thank you, Amy. It's 59.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24-7 Listen Line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24-7 Listen Line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.